The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today is the 22nd of November, if you can believe it, 2017. Before we start, we do a few things, but I'll start this, and then we'll go into the next. We got our good friend Donnie Giafardino on here, who hasn't been on here in a while, so I don't know how much he's listening, but we've made a few changes, many changes, and here we go. May we all live among the brave forever. Very important stuff. We're going to get into that. Who knows where this show could spin off into. And I'm sure there will be something attributed to that, too. Also, as I tell everybody, stand up, take a deep breath through your nose, out through your mouth, and repeat. I'll tell you one thing, I hate this stuff with Microsoft and I get mail. It comes right through the show and I'm going to silence that too. I'm going to find a way. How annoying. I am a champion. I am a winner. Very, very important, folks. We've talked about this, myself on singular shows, Steve Cotter, on and on and on. And we're going to get into this more and more in 18. But here's another one. And this is by the great, great, well, speaker, Jim Rohn. And this is how he, his original mentor, Mr. Schoaf. It's hard to find a lot of material out about him because it was way, way back. But this was the one line that changed Rohn's life forever. Success is something you attract by the person you become. Basically, he said, you don't chase success. It's not to be pursued, but it's to be attracted by the person you become. Think about those things. Nobody talks about that stuff. Everybody thinks it's the outside coming in. No, you build from the inside out. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I say it on everything I do. If you're living from the outside to the inside, you're as good as dead. Remember that, I'm telling you right now. It is very, very, very important. Also, too, a bunch of things. I've been talking about books, stuff that I feel is very manly, and we're doing that more and more. Three of them now I've got rolling, and we're almost done with two. The first one is The Development of Muscular Bulk and Power by the great Anthony DiTillo. I've got John McKean. He's going to be writing an article shortly. And anybody who's familiar with John, he's into everything. He was very big in the hard gainer in the 90s and I think the early 2000s. John is a man of knowledge like you wouldn't believe. And anything you can find out about John, and I would tell you to do that, we will have much more about that. Secondly, what it takes to be number one. Vince Lombardi on Leadership by Vince Lombardi Jr. You want to talk about a read? And this is a book that was around for a long time. I dusted off the other day and started. Robert H. Schuller, because it reminded me yesterday. I got a note. John Bruni and I went back and forth. He'll be on next week. And John wanted to know how things were going with everything. He said to me this. He goes, whenever I hear this, I thought of you the other day. Tough times never last, but tough people do. And John was very kind in that. And John said, you're one of the toughest people I've ever met in my life. And we'll get into that another time, but that's a hell of a book. Also, too, Sand Dune, our good friend Matt Dahl. You buy him, you say motivation, 10% off, free shipping in the USA, 714-995-4500. Okay. Also, FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Don't forget the winner's circle and our contribution page. They're there. You know what it is. anything you can do in advance, we thank you. Also, motivationandmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and just look at all the shows Donnie and I have done in the past. We'll be doing more in 18 as things change in this company and the other company. There's a lot going on here, and I'm telling you, the way I'm looking at everything, if 5 of the 10 things go off here, you're going to think that we blew a volcano, the top right off it. I want all 10. That's the way I live. So think about that. Also, sign up for a free newsletter on motivationandmuscle.com. It's right on the top of the page. That's the only place you can get to it. And that will go out to my MailChimp account. And get ready, because there's another thing that's going to get changed after the first of the year. Some of the plans we got for that, we're going to be doing, it's pretty new and raw to the industry how they do these web pages, and it might only consist of one page. We haven't figured out all the logistics of it, but there's going to be quite a few things going on here, and I'm very excited about that. Like I said, we got Donnie on. I'm going to give you a little information about him. Number one, he's a strength athlete. He's an Indian club trainer and the designer of and owner of the ADEX adjustable clubs. And Donnie was telling me, and I'm sure if you follow him on Facebook, he does seminars. So he's speaking. He's pushing out, obviously, physical culture. And one of the things that before I bring Donnie right in, I didn't mention, but I've been putting it out there the last few days. It's all over, etched everywhere. The Manly Men's Movement, constructed and thought up by Dr. William Wong and myself. This is big. The page is almost done. We've already, Frank Robles sent us a super article that I posted yesterday, basically turning into stone from wood. And when you read it, it is excellent because what a connection it makes to what you do with wood. You'll have to read it. It's out on FiorellaBarbellCo.com. It's right out on the blog. Very, very exciting stuff coming. We're going to bring Donnie in. We hope Donnie, and there's already been a lot of people that have inquired about contributing. This is not going to be a one-month movement. We're talking about going out and just punching holes in everything out there. Because men, it's time to become men again. It's all over. The pink shirts and the touchy-feely bullshit, no more. We carry friggin' swords, axes, and everything. But you can be a man and be a good man and be kind. See, that's what a real man is. But we're going to get into that more. Donnie and I are going to talk about a great subject today called mind constipation. But with no further ado, welcome back, Donnie. It's always an honor, and it's been a long time. But, you know, it's always great to renew, and obviously you'll be back in like everybody. It's just a matter of there's too many things going on here right now, and we don't need – you know what's going on. That's as far as we got to go. So welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be back here. You know, I feel like this is like family here, and it's fantastic that we're doing this the day before Thanksgiving, too.
Yep.
What's going on there? And hang on a second there.
Okay.
Sorry about that, but it's great to be back, you know, because it's like family and it's Thanksgiving time, and I consider you family because
you know,
we've done so many things. You know, we talked together and did a lot of podcasts together.
Yep.
So, you know, you – and plus we got that cousin thing going on, you know, our last name and vowel, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, we always laugh when Carmen Caputo or Frank DeMeo's on because you say it sounds like some type of mafia show, you know. But, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Why don't you give out your website, anything that's going on, and we'll get started in today's subject, please.
Excellent. Product is the ADEX Adjustable Exercise Clubs, which you can find at www.adexclub.com. That's ADEX. ADEX stands for Adjustable Exercise. Got that going on. You can also friend me on Facebook at Don Giaffardino. That's GIAFARDINO is my last name. There's very few friend requests that I turn down unless you look like, you know, an online hooker or something like that.
Yeah.
Try not to get involved with them or, you know, somebody with no real profile pictures, you know, make sure you get a real profile pic of yourself. I want to see who I'm talking to.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as far as that, that's where you can find me and my products. I've been, you know, things have been going pretty nice for, you know, addicts right now.
Hey, look, you and I both know nothing's just going to spring out of the box. It takes a long time, a lot of grit, a lot of guts, and, you know, you've got to have that perseverance. I was telling Donnie before we came on, because we were talking about, you know, what's been going on, some of the things he's doing. Obviously, I've got a pocket full of stuff I want to do and probably 10 more pocketfuls after. You know, I've read enough, I've heard enough. There's been a lot of famous people out there that past and present. And one of the things you must do if you really want to succeed is the dream that you have must be bigger than you. And by that, I mean, look at Walt Disney, anything like that. When I leave this world, Motivation Muscle, I hope someone in my family or whomever steps into my big shoes and fills it, and obviously FBC, product after product, and it spans just generations, because that is how you get to where you want to go. If you play small ball, you're going to not get anywhere, and this is the beauty of it. I mean, this is entrepreneurship, the highs, lows, having to go outside to do things, doing things you don't want to do anymore. You've worked for yourself for years. How do you go work for somebody? Well, I tried it. It lasted 3 weeks. I left. So we got other stuff going now. I don't care. See, I'm just going to do whatever I got to keep the mission going, to keep investing in the company. But when I invest in the company, I invest in everybody else too. And I think a lot of these principles and lessons people ignore or they don't understand. You know how I found them? I've been part of this day in and day out. It's my DNA. So that's another show in itself. But Donnie, you know, and that could go with today's show, because I don't have that type of mind constipation. I think with me, my mind runs like a friggin', it's like a wheel, just turns around and around and around and around. Sometimes you got to step off that wheel and relax. But when I came up with this concept a while ago, and I was going to talk to Donnie before the end of the year, today happened to be an opening. I said, the weekends are pretty loaded right now with what we've got to do till the end of the year, and I wanted to get him on, so I reached out to him, and I was glad that he was available. And I thought of this topic because we've made reference to things like this in the past, and I'll tell you what really got me going on this today. You know, I was out, had to run a few errands before I contacted Donnie, and, you know, I listen to people wherever I go, and it just seems to me that it's like one-dimensional everything now. It's like, why can't you think? Why are you just, like, standing there? I'm looking at people, and they got these blank looks on their face, and you know, you have to almost yell at them to get them to answer you. And I'm saying to myself, what's happened to your mind? I mean, it's like, are you blocked totally where all you can do is just the basic things and that's all you want to do and get by? And a lot of this is caused by, obviously, all of these peripheral, all these outside things that people are involved in, whether it's texting, whether it's on your phone all the time, whether it's you've been sitting on the couch for so long now that you can't even think your way to stand up and go to what you got to go to where you got to go. I mean, to get to these places, you literally have to burn brain cells to get there. And I felt that this is something that we need to talk about, because now with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming, it's probably even going to be worse out there because people aren't concentrating. You know, go to a mall. How many cars pull out in front of you? They could care less. How many people walk in front of you and don't say, excuse me? How many people look at you because you're the only guy or gal that doesn't have a phone in your hand? And I'll send this right to Donnie momentarily. I want to tell you something that happened to me last week in a major supermarket. This young man, he probably was no older than 8 years old. and he was with his father. And, of course, one thing I don't do with my nieces and nephews is the little ones, even the older ones that are 15 and 14 and 11, I never let them behind me anywhere unless I'm to the side and I can see them. Why? Because God help somebody if they fucking touch one of them. I'll rip their face right off them. All right? And especially the two little ones, I want to have my eyes on them all the time, so I like them in front of me. So this guy's walking oblivious. Here we go. And there's his son, and I'm coming up the other side of him. Now, he didn't even look at me. All right? He's just looking wherever. Now, this young boy has this, it was a miniature laptop, I'm sure. And there he is looking down, playing, I assume, a game. And I'll tell you, Donnie, I could have ran over him, and he wouldn't even give a rat's ass. He didn't even look up at me. I went around him, and I almost said something to him. I was like, you know what? There's no point, because he's going to look at me like I'm an alien, and he's doing the right thing. But it's come to a point now where this mindlessness, now, at some point, if you don't look out, is going to get you robbed, run over, or badly injured by somebody. So go ahead and take it away, my friend.
Okay, I'm starting to believe that we're living in a society that perpetuates victimization.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about making someone a victim. You know, it's your fault making some. But they actually look for people who are victims, and everybody wants to, you know, like, oh, I'm a victim of this, I'm a victim of that, and that gives you your identity in the
yep.
world.
Yep.
You know, and it's the acceptance of being a victim, you know, where I was raised in a way that you know, because my parents were first generation here. You know, their parents were immigrants, and my parents were like the first Americans. So they grew up kind of like halfway between what was going on in America and halfway of like the old country. You know,
yeah,
they had
yeah.
half and half.
Yep.
And, you know, like if you had a bad day at school, you know, it wasn't the teacher's fault. It was your – anything that you did, it was your fault.
Yep.
It wasn't someone else's fault. And now we've gotten away where it's socially acceptable to blame it on everybody's – got some reason why they can't do something, and the perpetuation of, you know, just listening to someone's excuses about things, you know, allows them to be a victim of something.
Yeah.
You know, why they can't do things, you know, and just with that, you know, in that case in point, you know, if this guy's not watching his boy, what'd you say? He was like 8 years old and he was
oh, yeah.
married in a game already.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
So the father's clueless. Okay. So he's basically, you know, like unplugged from the real world, not acting like a real man. As far as I'm concerned, if you're a real man, you're paying attention to your surroundings.
Cousin. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. And I'm saying that this is a thing that's inherent in men that is going away. We're getting a lot of our hardwiring is being dumbed down under the guise of, oh, well, modernization in society. Well, bull crap. You know what? You know, it doesn't matter. If you take a gorilla out of the jungle and you put the gorilla in a zoo, guess what? He's still a gorilla.
Yep.
And you know, no matter how advanced we become as far as technology and things like that, we have to listen to our instincts and adhere to them. So, you know, this guy is totally being disconnected in one way by being a good parent.
Yeah.
Right? Being a good parent is an inherent thing that's hardwired into us. You don't have your own children, yet you watch out for your nieces and nephews the way a parent should be watching out for them. An
yep.
adult, an
yep.
elder of the community, a man, a protector of the community. So you're doing that. The father was so disconnected from reality. He was probably a younger guy. I don't like to, you know, like point at millennials and things
right,
like
right,
that.
Right.
You know, I really don't, because it happens in a lot of, you know, age groups. Baby boomers are guilty of it too, but not to the degree that Gen X and millennials are. But you know, the parenting skill is getting toned down. I don't know what the hell happened ever since somebody made that comment, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it's the parents. All right? You know, yeah,
yeah.
Maybe, you know, the kid might come along. You know, there's a few good teachers that inspire the child. Trust me, a good teacher doesn't show up until you're somewhere in your 30s, and then you go, and then you remember to yourself, that dickhead I had as a
exactly.
teacher was really a good freaking teacher.
Yep.
And that's when it comes down to it. So there's the little bit of it takes a village, you know, like in that aspect. But for the 90% of the part of it, it's the parent.
Yeah,
it is
absolutely.
The parent, you know, And it's how they're letting the kids behave and get and what they get away with and what they don't get away with. And also, too, they're emulating the way their parents are. Now, if you're a person that believes that a man doesn't need to be aware of his surroundings and, you know, pay attention to things and be a protector of himself and his loved ones.
Yep.
And also set an example for his family. Well, then you've already lost the battle and there's no sense in me preaching to you. You know, you might as well just, you know, crawl away right now and, you know, let life do what it wants to you. But if you're a person that wants to make their own destiny, and I believe that people are in charge of their own destiny, because the greatest people in the world will tell you, you can create your own destiny.
Yeah.
You can create your own luck. You have to put yourself in the proper arenas. And that's the, you know, reasoning of being aware of your surroundings, learning from your surroundings, and that inherent, you know, thing that's in our brainstem, that's buried deep in our, you know, in our DNA.
Yep.
That, you know, look, we have a little bit of caveman in us. We have a little bit of primitive man in us. We have a little bit of, you know, with our bloodline, I'm sure we have lineage of gladiators somewhere in there, hopefully, right?
Or absolutely.
Or at least Roman legion soldiers.
Yep.
You know, I don't think anybody was high end on my family. I think they were all working class, so they were probably the soldiers. But, you know, and when we go down from that, you know, this is all stuff that's ingrained in us.
Yep.
You know, everything that touches a tree, they say, leaves a mark on it, you know, and that, and like the, I guess the Buddhist philosophy or that, you know, that type of thinking. I'm not sure if it's exactly Buddhist, but they say everything that touches a tree leaves a mark on it and a tree grows with it. Well, everything that touches our DNA that we pass along to our children. I mean, how do you think our children behave and act like us, you know, like from, you know, at 2 years old, they didn't study you enough to behave like you do.
Right.
Yet they have a lot of your characteristics. They like the same types of foods you do. It's in our DNA.
Yep.
It's in what makes us up, and especially gender roles. You know, that's very important, I believe. You know, that not saying a guy can't cook dinner or a woman can't change a tire on a car. I'm not talking like, you know, a little nitpicking like that. I'm talking about, you know, a mom, it provides a certain thing for a child, as does a father, you know, as a dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, they both provide unique experiences for the child to grow up in. When you see parents that aren't watching their children, you know, they're making a disconnect. They're teaching that kid not to do that, and that all the information that kid is going to get is from their electronic device. What do they call them? PED, personal electronic device?
Yep.
Yeah. They're getting all their information from that, all their feelings from that. And these are people – and I always think it's funny that, you know, when people say, oh, well, you have to evolve. You know, like, what do they think we are? We're on Star Trek and we're all going to turn into Vulcans and have, of everything logically and have no emotion about things. It's not going to happen. We're animals.
Yeah.
We are human beings are animals. And I'm not saying that in a negative sense that, you know, we're animals. We live like animals. We're animals because we're mammals. We just happen to have a creative thought process, and we were able to put our thoughts down, you know, properly and share them with each other. So, yeah, those kind of people that are going through life blindly are disconnected from their DNA, their being, you know, what they are and what they're supposed to be. And that makes for a very sad life.
Yeah, well, they're mentally shut down, and they might not know it yet, but they will. And as far as evolving goes, I could care less about evolving because if this is what we were to evolve into, you're really seeing the tail end going the opposite direction now, because as you were talking about before with victimhood and all that, look, people have the ability to make choices. And the thing is, no matter what you do, you make choices. You choose to get up in the morning. You choose to brush your teeth. You choose to, whether you go to work or you choose to go to the gym or you sit there and choose just to be an asshole. All right? That's really what it comes down to. And the way I look at a lot of things is, you know, we talked about men and the manly page and all that. This is what I want men to get away from. I want them to get away from this feminine horseshit that's been thrown on us for over 40 years that, well, you don't need to be strong anymore. You don't need to lead anymore. You don't need to practice valor anymore. You don't need to worry about other people. Just worry about yourself. These are all things that have destroyed males. And not only that, let's not forget about the estrogens that are in everything now. Let's not forget about the soy milk that was slammed on young boys in the 70s and 80s, where it totally fucked up their whole physiology, all right? I have read things as of late in the last few years where finally MDs have come out and said, if your son was fed that mess, that you've got big problems. I mean, whether it was genitalia that didn't develop properly, a lot of feminine ways about him, a lot of that was contributed. Plus, you know, I know people don't want to hear this, but a lot of it was the one family system. The mothers were bringing the sons up. I don't care what anybody says. If you're going to have a child, it takes a man and a woman, and both have to be there. Now, I know if you look at some of the Hollywood girls, they use turkey basters from some anonymous star. I've read that before. That's the way you want to conduct your life, be my guest. But this is all stuff that reflects to why the mind is shutting down. I've said this before. There's only one place I like this certain yogurt to get once in a while. The only place that sells it is Whole Foods. I can't stand that place. I don't care if they're at the knees of Amazon. I could give a damn. Pompous. You want to talk about rude? Know-it-alls. Good for you. And I've said before, I could be standing in line. There would be 10 people around me. 9 have phones. Guess who's the only one who doesn't have a phone in his hand? And they look at me like I'm a freak. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, you know what? Your mind is so fried now that you wouldn't know if you had it on. Well, I take that back, because I saw a woman in there one day. She had her little boy with her and totally freaked. So she must have been in an aisle and picked stuff up, and she left her phone somewhere. And she was flipping out. You should have heard her. And I'm saying to myself, a phone, a friggin' phone. And you know what she said, which really twisted me around? My whole life is in there. And I wanted to say to her, if your whole life is in there, you need to go re-examine your life, okay? But this is what it's become. It's like, I call it the third arm. That's what I call the phone. It's the third arm. I've told people about, you know, an incident I had in there one day with this real wise guy. He probably was in his 50s, maybe 60, probably an old hippie, you know, the typical ones with the long ponytail, all gray, but he's all bald on top. And I was standing in line with my yogurt on the conveyor, whatever you call it, you know, where they're going to check you out. And I had one of those small plastic things, you know, that you carry around like a yo-yo to put your stuff in. And I tossed it, and it didn't go flat into the other. So I didn't even look up at this guy. I didn't know he was even there. And he says like this, "Nice shot." And I said, "What?" And he's like, "Nice shot." You know, real rude. I said, "Well, you know, I was going to fix it, but I'm not going to now." And he's like, and he just said, "Huh," or something like that. And I said, "You know why?" And he just stood there. I said, "Because you're my nanny and you'll take care of it." And this guy, nice. And I was standing there, and I was on that. I'm sure all of us have had this. I trained that night, and I was still on that testosterone, mind-driven, just hoping that somebody would try something. And I had my right hand cocked, and I said, "If you take a step forward, I'm going to blast you." And the lady's like, "Please, sir, you got to calm down." He didn't make another reference, and he stepped back, because I would have broke him in half, literally. You know, typical wise mouth. And it's like, I'm normally not like that out in public with people, but I was kind of like skiing on a high still. And you know something? That's all part of being a warrior at times, part of having gamma radiation, as I refer to with the Hulk on here all the time, where the stuff is streaming through your veins so hard, man, you don't want to shut it off. Why? Feels good, man. Feels good to be a man. Feels good to not have mind constipation. It feels good when your mind, you can hear it going, snap, snap. That sounds good, man. Feels good. You know why? Because you're located, because you're connected to yourself, and you're connected to everything out in the world. That's a hell of a way to live, and that's a hell of a way to be. Now, do I condone going out and bullshitting around with people? No. I don't like mixing it up with people. I try to be, I like to talk to people, and usually that's the way it is. That's what I do for a living. I love going out there and meeting people and bullshitting with them. First thing, hey, you lift? Yep. Could go into a conversation for a half an hour if I've got the time. Why? Because I love that mental aspects. I like prying into people's brains. What's ticking you? What's going on? Today, you know what I did? I'll give it right to Donnie. I go shopping, like I tell everybody, I go very early in the morning. I'm up here usually at 4:45 every morning doing some work. So I go food shopping for my mom at a big supermarket here I've talked about in Del Mar. And I figured today I was going to go and get a coffee. So I usually get her a black and I get a medium one at Dunkin' Donuts just once a week. So I said today, when I go here, everybody I meet, I'm going to say good morning and happy Thanksgiving and see what they do. I got to tell you, I was absolutely shocked. I said it to six people, and every one of them, they jumped a little bit at first, but they all smiled and said, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. So it can be very amazing how people can be depending on days. Sometimes you get people that just, like, grunt at you. But I think it's good because I think it shows that we still have the ability to communicate, even though most people don't like to anymore. And I think when we start doing that, that constipation will dry up and go away. Take it, Donnie. Comment. Anything you want to say?
Well, you're talking about going out and talking with people, like in general, you know, like yeah. People you don't really know, like in a line.
Yep.
And if you look at the way that, like, the mind constipation, I'm starting to believe that, like, all of this stuff, like, you know, you might call me conspiracy theory or anything like that, but look, I read 1984.
Oh, yeah.
In 1974, you know, because I'm old, dude, you know?
Yep,
so,
yep.
So like, I think I read it actually in 76, I think in junior high school. And all this stuff is coming true. So, like, you know, it's like, is it really conspiracy theory? Am I really thinking, like, nutty like that? Are people really trying to control society the way they are? I mean, like, they're asking us to do all these goofy things, you know, like they're – and Americans especially. I mean, just the culture in this country. I mean, the – we have to invent stuff that people have to be upset about.
Yep.
To show, that, like, you know, because their lives are so mundane and they suck. You
yep.
know, like, because most people just go to work with their head down and they're just plodding through life. And they're, you know, basically like, oh, that's life. What am I going to do? But is this set up by, like, a higher, you know, like the elite
yeah.
in the country or the elite in the world where they want to have a subservient group of people, like where they're going to tone down all the men so that there's no more renegade males?
Yeah.
That they're going to constantly tell women that they're victims of you know, like anti-feminism
yeah.
you know, type of stuff and of male chauvinism.
Yep.
I mean, you know, like, I mean – I can't even recall when the last time I've looked up, you know, anything about, you know, stuff like that. Let's say, like, a woman actually suing a company for being, you know, discriminated against, you know, and won. You know, like, I don't even know. I mean, I could be wrong, you know, but I'm saying, like, is this stuff, like, really, you know, just perpetuated to keep us feeling less than what we're capable of?
Oh, I think you know, you're – yeah,
it's
definitely.
Like yeah, they're telling you, they're empowering you, but beware all the men out there, you know, be afraid of them, they're gonna rape you, they're not gonna let you get ahead, they're gonna, you know, like, what kind of thinking is that? What kind of freaking logic is that? You know, and I believe it's to keep people that are, you know, let's say the alphas or the people that are the thinkers or the bright ones or the aggressive ones more under control so that those who are in power can stay in power and their children can become also be in power. And I'm really starting to believe this philosophy, I shouldn't say philosophy. I don't know if anyone else besides me believes it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm seeing 1984 come into life, my freaking eyes.
Yeah, I think to a point there's basis for it. But I also think, too, more than anything, I don't know if I give these people as much credit as that. And I'll tell you why. We have a very dumb society. That's the best. I want to put that plain because, and I know there's people that aren't going to like that. But if you look around,
it's almost like we're going in the dark ages again.
Yeah, we're dealing with things now, which obviously is going to put, as I always say, the vampires put the wedge between men and women. All right, now look, I'm not going to get into all this horse shit that's been going on now for the last few weeks because I'll tell you right now. I've got some ideas about that might shock a lot of people, but I'll tell you this. This is one thing. No one condones that type of behavior, all right? But why does it take 25 years to come out? Why? Because they've got lawsuits now and people want to make money, all right? And I think a lot of it could be due to that. And also, too, we said it in the beginning, men... And I'm not talking about men that abuse women or vice versa, okay? That's not what I'm talking about here. Men have lost a hold on their manliness. Men are more confused, in my opinion now, of what their role is in society than I've ever seen. I could give you commercials I've seen. I could show you things that I've watched, which I try not to at all. And of course, I like to listen to things, not really a lot of the mainstream stuff. I'll read it. I like to just know what's in my backyard and leave it there because it's not that hard to decipher through or figure out, okay? But the thing is, when you have a society consistently of unrest, what do you think's going to happen? My thing with everything that's going on now, I'm saying to myself, what's really going on in the background and what are they getting ready to hatch? Because normally when something like this keeps magnifying, something else is going on to keep you distracted from whatever's happening. And with this mind constipation that's going on right now, I mean, I would insult somebody probably right now if I dropped a leaf off a tree in front of them. They'd be calling me a tree killer. They'd be calling me some form of not believing in the global blah, 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 blah. You know what? It's all preposterous, and it's so out there. And now, as I say, I can give you a couple other examples, even things in my family where they're teachers and – people want this one and this is equal and that. Let me tell you something. Now things are all exploding and backfiring, and I think you're seeing that everywhere. And as the old saying goes, the chickens have come home to roost. And the thing is, who's going to dig everybody out of this mess? I'm going to tell you right now, you are the only one that can dig your ass out of it, and the only way you can do it is this, and I'll give it right to you, Donnie. Turn off the devices at least once a week. Start reading some books, because if you want to climb to the top of the bookcase, the best way to do that is stand on all the books you've read. Take it away, my friend.
Yeah, people are becoming, like you said, they're so connected and they're so controlled by their devices, and they go from one to another. They put down their phone and then they watch TV and then they shut off the TV and they go right to their computer. And the information that's passed along on there, I mean, my goodness, especially with this president now that we have, it's like a field day on both sides. They're just going insane. And people are not paying attention. The way the world is being run by the people who run it, they've got the distraction in the world right now with our current president.
Yep.
Because no matter what this guy says, whether it's good or bad, people are going to be all over it, you know, for and against.
I mean, either way.
So this has created the best smokescreen. I think they thought they had it with Obama and him being black.
Yeah.
And that could have gotten it, but it didn't, because people actually liked him. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, even though you didn't agree with his politics, you still loved the guy. People downright don't like Donald Trump, you know,
and
you know, on both sides, on both parties too, you know, both sides of the fence. And that's another thing. People believe there's only, you know, like two parties, you know, they only believe what they're advertised to. We are so consumed, you know, like we are such consumers now that even our politics is fed to us like as it would be, you know, a consumer product.
Yep.
Television, radio, you know, like, and it's getting worse and worse, and they're constantly bombarded with it, and it's creating that mind constipation.
Yep.
You cannot think about what's going on around you because you're worried about, oh my God, what if Trump passes this bill? Because, you know, your certain politics believe that way. So now you're all raveled up over that, but it really has no bearing on your life. You're not going to stop it. Trust me. You know, it's going to happen. And you're the only one that can dig you, like you said, just as you said 2 minutes ago, you're the only one that can dig you out of any situation that you are in.
Yep.
Whether someone told you you're the victim of something, you are actually the victim of something. If you, it's your own fault that you created, whatever it is, if someone else did something to you, you're the only one that can get you out of that situation.
Yep.
And, you know, I learned that the last time I got arrested. I was the only one that could get me out of that situation.
Yep. Yep.
You know, it wasn't a lawyer. It wasn't the cop. It wasn't, you know, the judge or anything like that. It was up to me to make sure that all of the stuff was presented properly when it came time for my trial, that I would be okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, other people would turn around and say, well, I got a lawyer and I'm going to let him handle it. It's still your destiny.
Yeah.
You
never
know, you
put
make
your
sure
yeah.
the guy is doing his job, the girl is doing her job, you know, when that lawyer is doing their job. I checked in, I took a public defender. Judge asked me why I was taking a public defender. I said, because I just lost my job. I have a CDL license and I got arrested for a DUI.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
You know, so he said, oh, good point. And he says, yeah, you can get a public defender. I called that public defender's office 3 times a week.
Yep.
Now, if you don't take the responsibility to do that for yourself, you know, how can you make your own – how can you make things come out in your favor?
You can't.
They changed lawyers on me 5 times, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to find this out.
Yeah, and think about this. If you had put your destiny in their lives, you'd be, they don't care. No, you'd been in big trouble. There's something that's really important, though, that, you know, I've been really working on. You know, Donnie just made the reference that I can punch right up. When it comes down to it, besides you taking the responsibility, learn to listen to that. You know, they'll say, you know, that inner voice people talk about. There's total truth to that, and I'll tell you why. Taking all the information you want, you can get it from some of the best people, your friends, your family, whatever. But in the end, listen to what's going on with you, because that will tell you what decision to make. Most people, like I said, they go from external sources to internal. You will die by the sword like that, believe me. And another thing, too, when you're talking about the Roman Legion, I got this... In the very beginning, I got this picture in my eyes of all of us lining up across the land, getting ready to go to battle. All in red, too, man. Red for friggin' just aggression. Anything I can get painted or I get, I buy red. Red is aggression. Remember that. I want to go over a couple little things because we're getting near time, Donnie. Number one, We talk about the mind constipation, all right? But, you know, something that I want to say, because we always offer great solutions to everything, and I'll say a few things, then you can take it, and then maybe we'll talk a little bit about a quick Thanksgiving here. Here's something I would recommend for people, seriously, and I mean this wholeheartedly. Take your toys, like your phone and your laptop and whatever else you're engaged in, and wean yourself off it once a week. That's the first thing. That is very, very important. Learn to be without them. Second of all, which is one of the most important things you can do, I'd go out and buy a legal pad and start writing down things that you want to do. Maybe it's a dream you've been sitting on for 20 years. Maybe it's somebody that you've always wanted to meet. Maybe it's someone that you had a beef with and you haven't spoken to in 20 years. Maybe it's just going down the street and, you know, the kids are all out playing ball or whatever, and you go down and throw the ball with them, and they ask you questions, and you become a mentor. These are the things that's going to start breaking that constipation up. But unless you shake yourself up, it's going to be the same all the time. And I don't want to offer you something that just isn't going to help you. What I'm telling you, with just those few things there, it will change the direction on where you start going. Believe me when I tell you that. Shut the devices off one day a week. Grab a legal pad, learn to quiet your mind, and start writing things down. Even if they sound like I'll never do them, or they sound so out of sight that you're like, no way, write them down and go over them and keep writing things down on a pad and go over them. I'm telling you right now, that can break up all the shit in your head like you can't imagine. But, you know, you got to be willing to take the life gamble. And that's a big thing I know for people, but I am giving you a couple things there that will get you started. And they will start you in a way where, you know something, you will scratch your head and say, you know, this was pretty easy and I'm really enjoying this now. I'm enjoying a day away from it. And who knows, maybe it becomes 2 days, maybe 3 days. And maybe that legal pad that you're writing all over suddenly maybe encourages you to go after a new job. Maybe encourages you to start a business on the side. Maybe encourages you to be better with your wife and your kids or your girlfriend or whatever. Okay? But there's so much to that. Maybe you get so good with all that stuff, you write a small book. Maybe you start up your own website. Think about those things. They're very important. All right, Donnie, take it. Couple things.
Yeah, that's also very important about, you know, talking about the manly aspect. Yeah. And this also speaks to women too.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an adult and you should have goals and dreams. You shouldn't just settle into life, become comfortable. You know, and I hate to put this person like, but do you ever go up to pull up to a toll booth and the person just looks like they're so beat down by life and they're
miserable
there collecting your dollars.
Miserable, man. Yep.
And they're miserable people and they resign to the fact of, you know, like their mind got so constipated somewhere between high school and becoming an adult that's what they resigned to.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, some people, that might be the best job they ever had in their life, too. But for the most part of them, they're very, you know, like, that's life. What are you going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you got to challenge yourself as a human being. We no longer have to go out and run down an animal to be able to feed ourselves or till, like, 40 acres of land by hand to be able to, you know, provide for our families. We have to find these other things that stimulate our bodies and our minds to be able to be that way, to be, you know, to adhere to our primitiveness, which is something that keeps us alive. It is a survival mechanism. God forbid we lose it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like having dreams and successes and failures in your life is very important, especially because that means you're trying things.
Yep.
And it's very important that you fail. You should go out and conquer fear. You know, like conquer, write down a fear on that legal pad you talk about. Write down a fear you have.
Yep.
And conquer that fear, whether it's a fear of heights or a fear of water or a fear of talking to somebody or public speaking. Conquer that fear. Conquer that thing. Because if you really think about it, Winston Churchill said, success consists of going from failure to failure without the loss of enthusiasm.
Yep.
And you and I both know that. Eric and I both know our backstories. We talk to each other, you know, offline. We talk to each other like we're family. Like I said, we really are family. And, you know, we call each other and say, hey, this is bugging me or that's bad. And we talk, you know, talk and we have solutions for each other. But, you know, for the people that are listening, and I really hope that the younger people listen to this too, You know, conquer your fears. Go out and do things. Unplug from those devices. I didn't have a TV set in my house that was connected to the outside world for 12 years before I met Lisa. When I met Lisa, we had it connected because she likes watching all her exercise stuff on TV that she gets. But, but you know, I had it connected to a DVD player because I didn't want to be force-fed the bulk crap that's out there, you know, of consumerism, of politics, of everything else. And then I learned how to, like you said, read. Read things. Read fictional history, because a lot of that is true. Read historical books. Read things. Read people's biographies. Lee Iacocca's is a good one. And a fantastic one. You know, even though it's out of time, you know, it's 40 years old now, you know, just hearing how people came from, what they came from and what they achieved. You know, this was the guy that was the son of immigrants. You know, like, you know, he was lucky to have graduated high school at the time he did. You know, and his parents made sure that he did. And it, look what he went on to become. So, you know, things like that are so important for us to get rid of the mind constipation of all the stuff that doesn't really matter in our lives that we think does. Because it's force-fed. Social media is force-feeding us. Crap. You know, and it's like, oh my God, the, you know, the, you know, the students in this school are complaining about tests, and you know, they're treated so unfairly, and you know, come on, really, is this stuff really that important? For God's sake, there's people starving in India. You know what I mean?
There's plenty of them starving here.
We're worried about kids taking a test at Berkeley. That's what's making social media news. Come on, what are our priorities now? And I'm, you know, like, if I sound like I'm yelling at you, I kind of am, because, you know, like, it's a little disturbing.
It is. And what happened? Go ahead.
Of it. We have let go of our innateness.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know what it is? It just reminds me of, it's a big peer pressure thing. It's like, if you're not part of the party, we don't want you. We don't want any other opinions that differ. And, you know, the sad thing is a lot of these people get out of school and they go out into the real world. And then that's why you see half of them, you know, unfortunately, they crack. Either that or they do, or they do things to themselves where they can't come back. Look at all these college professors, the most of them are all flat broke, and they want you to live flat broke too. I'll tell you right now, the best thing you could ever do in your life is to come up with something you love to do and be very good at it and make a living and help others with it. When you can do that, you've gone somewhere. But when you sit on the sidelines or you bully people or you like calling people names, that's to me when I draw the line in the sand, because if you take one more step, there's going to be trouble then. And this is one of the reasons why I'm so adamant and so passionate about not only everything here, but with the Manly Men's Movement page, because I'm telling you right now, no one's telling you to go out and bust somebody's spine in half. That's not what we're about here. There's too many kids, especially now, that don't have the parental support or are looking for something. When Donnie talks about, you know, what are we going to do to get you there? Well, one of the biggest things ever is to get strong. Because if you don't have strength, and I'm talking strength from whatever you want to use, we'll leave it to weights, as we've all done weights, all right? That is one of the greatest ways to start building yourself. And when you can make your body strong, ask anybody that's done this for years, everything else is going to go for the ride. Is it going to have...
It falls into place.
It all does. And it's very important. But obviously, when we do some more shows, when we get into this, let's talk about Thanksgiving a little bit. I mean, we don't have to get into it, but I don't want to forget this before we do. Because one of the people out of many in my family I'm very thankful for is my little niece, Madeline. And we call her Maggie. And this kid is incredible. I mean, anything physical she can do, and she's a peanut. I'm waiting to hear from my sister because I won't do it without her. She was up at school, her and Danny, because Dan takes them up to the high school here. You know, they're doing, you know, obviously he's the head coach football and he teaches there. So they're in the gym doing stuff. And there's a picture now. She is small. But I think she's double jointed too. I've never seen a little kid do a handstand or fall into a wrestler's bridge like hers. And they have races. She comes in first all the time. She beats the crap out of all the guys and the guys love her. It's hilarious. So, my brother-in-law sends me a picture, but they're all over here this past Sunday for dinner. And he gives Maggie the phone and they all call me Uncle H, which goes way back. And tell Uncle H about what you did there. And Dan had already sent me something. I couldn't believe it. It didn't surprise me, the power, but this is what it is. There she is with a farmer's walk implement. And it's 100 pounds total. And if I can put this picture up, if they give me permission, because I won't give last names or anything like that. When you see this, it'll blow your friggin' mind. She deadlifted it with two hands right in the center. Stood right up with 100 pounds, man. I bet she doesn't even weigh 100 pounds. She's just 9 years old and her and Danny are just like incredible and the stuff we've got going. And that is one of those two and Natalie and Suzanne and Olivia and of course my sister Ann and Dan and my mom and all my family, you know, you talk about thankful, very thankful. I don't always agree with them, and they don't always agree with me, but sometimes you have to disagree and walk away. That's not real easy in an Italian family because I've still got that Corleone gene in me, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, we are approaching everything. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. This time of year, obviously, this and Christmas are my favorite times, and it's really my favorite time around people on the outside. We'll see if that changes this year. Because it is really one of the few times people smile, say hello, and Merry Christmas, and blah, blah, blah. And it's too bad it's not like that all year round when we're so busy with gadgets that we can't even look up at a person when they walk by us. Whether you like them or not, you don't even know that. So, you know, tomorrow, obviously, big feast, big turkey, a lot of family, a lot of laughs. Especially, it'll be a blast with the kids. You know, and the dog and Danny already wants me. He and Hershey and I will go out and walk him around because he's like my buddy too. And it's just nice. It's great. Same way with the radio here. You know, how much more thankful could you be for something you love to do? Obviously, it'll never be to where I want to be because that's just my personality. But, you know, I'm a pretty lucky guy. You know, I look at my brother Jimmy across from me. You know, I can get up and get out of bed every day and put my feet on the floor and walk. You know, those are all, you know, you don't think about those little things until they're ripped right out from under you. And believe me, it happens more than it doesn't. And, you know, if those are the things I'm thinking about. I always train on Thanksgiving. We're going to go out and do some real ballistic stuff tomorrow. And I always go to the cemetery to see Jimmy and my dad. And visit a couple other people that are like family that we've lost too. Those are very important. I think tomorrow is a day you honor those not with you either, like my grandmother and people of that nature that meant the world to me. So I'll give it to you, Donnie. But, you know, these things sometimes get glossed over and missed, but you really should sit down and think about what you're thankful for as much as you can, but especially in the next, you know, I guess about 40 days we've got maybe till the end of the year or a little less. So take it away and, you know, whatever you want to hit upon, give out your information when you're done and I'll give mine out and just hang on the line, please.
Great. Yeah, you know, Thanksgiving is a time to reflect and actually, I don't care what kind of position you're in. If you're able to sit down and have even if you're eating a can of tuna fish.
Yep.
You know, be thankful for it because there's somebody who's not getting at least that, you know, and your family and all of your, you know, people forget, you know who they forget to thank the most, and it sounds selfish, but they forget to thank themselves.
Yeah.
They forget to turn around and say, gee, you know, I did something this year and, you know, because there's a certain side of yourself that, you know, like, it's like, you know, like your inside and you're like your middle inside never thanks that inside, that deep inside. And it should because, you know, you wouldn't be able to provide for other people or be nice to other people or stand up for other people if you weren't taking care of yourself.
Yep.
And that's one of the reasons why I profess fitness, is because if you can't have health and fitness and you can't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of someone else?
Exactly.
And that's very important. So, you know, like, give yourselves a little pat on the back and then be thankful for all the external things that you have in your life, for your family and your friends and your jobs, or the ability to be able to make live in a place where you can make a free choice still, you know, but how long that'll be around for, but you can make a free choice and, you know, be thankful for that, you know, as far as making your life a better place, your world a better place.
Yep.
And other people's world a better place. So I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving that's listening to this. And, if you guys, like, again, if you want to check out any of my clubs or my maces, it's at adexclub.com. That's adexclub.com. And you can also find that on Facebook, adexclub. And you can find me through there. My name is Don Gioffredino on Facebook. And the last name starts with a G, because there's no J in an Italian alphabet.
Exactly.
And G-I-A, just look up that, and you'll find me. And I hope you guys have a beautiful Thanksgiving, and it was great doing this show with Eric today. I hope to do plenty more with him, because I enjoy being on this show.
Yep. It's a killer show, let me tell you, and it's fun as hell. Like I said, there's going to be some good stuff in 18 to look forward to. And
I can't wait.
Yeah, we haven't even scratched the surface with Motivation Muscle yet. And as we keep growing, we're all over the world now, because I look at the stats. Now we are in, as of a few weeks ago, we are now in Italy and Brazil too. So this is going to be some big stuff we're working on. But, you know, not only do we need to do things a little bit differently with our currency, I'm waiting on a lot of other people to do the things we need to do as far as storage and things of that nature. I have to go when they're ready to go, because I'm not the only one that does business with them. So that's kind of a frustration a lot of times, but it's all going to work out, because what ends up happening is everything happens at once, and it'll drive you insane. But it's good, because once it's done, and that's the beauty of it. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. As I said, you're all winners. You're all champions. We'll never stop saying that, because nobody comes into this world a loser. Go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Look at our contribute page. It goes right into PayPal. It's very easy to navigate through. Also, the Winner's Circle. That program is by far, I've seen programs out there for the money that's being charged for that, it's a hell of a reasonable deal. And it's all the stuff we've been doing here for 15 years. There's nothing on there that I haven't done. And, you know, we had talked about this before we came on. It's very hard for me to do video right now. I'm going to try to get some stuff done before the end of the year. But there's just a lot of business constraints, and I'm doing a lot of podcasts on the weekends. So other than training, you know, it's very hard to get out there, and sometimes you have to have people help you. It's all scheduled, and it's no excuses. It's just the way things are right now. There is going to be a point in time where I'm going to be very freed up, and then we do whatever we want to do. But right now, you got to kind of stick to detail and to how things are written up here, because I'm a real stickler for all that. And everything, you know, as they say, every dog has his day, and we aren't far from that, believe me. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. As I said, this show will either be up tonight or first thing in the morning. Go out and look at all the shows Donnie and I have done. As we said, 18, we'll be doing more shows, like with a lot of people. You're going to see a lot of our beginners or people have been with us for the last few years. We got some new ones coming on, some stone lifters, some grip people for the month of December, and I don't know what's going to happen during the weeks. We'll see. But 18 will probably start out slow, obviously, until we know a schedule here. But we're going to be getting people on. There's nobody that said they won't work with me with regardless what's going on here. As I got to say, not one of them have said that they aren't pulling for me because they know what we got here. And as Matt Dahl says to me all the time, like John Bruni, with a voice like that, we can't understand why you haven't gotten picked up yet. But something, as they say, you're sitting on $5 one day, and the next day you just got signed to $5K a month for your show. So that's the way it is, and it will all happen. And if you don't live with that type of attitude, forget it. You know, go back to, I don't know, whatever it was you were doing before. I don't like saying that to people, but if you're not ready to get your face kicked in now and then and fight back twice as hard, you're not in the right business then. And any entrepreneur will tell you that, because even the ones that are millionaires or billionaires had the same problems we do every day. It's just they handle it maybe a little bit different because of the resources. But we all get there. Also, too, go out, sign up for our free newsletter. It's right on the homepage, M&M. You cannot sign up anywhere else. I believe we got rid of all that. If you see it anywhere else, don't, because it will not go to my MailChimp account. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like Donnie and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. You know, go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. We appreciate it. AHA Radio, A-H-A. That's the directory where you get Motivation and Muscle in your car. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them 5 words of inspiration. You know what that can do to your life, right? It can take you and turn you on your head and make you something you never thought you could be. Think about that stuff. It's not BS. It's just no one's ever told you it. You never learned it. Well, you're going to learn more and more of that here, believe me, because I'm giving you everything I'm doing to change my mind and my life. I don't hold back at all. Also, too, as my mom said, when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for that day. That might be all they get. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, pull it, squat it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And tomorrow, we talk about Thanksgiving. I always train on Thanksgiving because I love it, and I'm very thankful for having a body that moves, that I can lift my feet up and do things. And it's a big day with Jimmy because I think of Jimmy like crazy tomorrow, especially when we're all sitting down at the table among my dad and my grandma and everybody. And as I said before, after I train and eat, I will go down to the cemetery and honor both Jimmy and my father. That's very important, and you should too. You should go out and honor all those you've lost and thank them for all the life lessons you learned, because I can never repay my father or Jimmy back. Never. I can talk about them, tell you what I've learned, what I've seen, but I can't wait till the day I meet up with them again. It's going to be very exciting, I guarantee you. Also, too, I'm trying to think. Was there something else I want to add to that? No, but here's another thing. The Who's the Steel Crusher Stone in blood red says, domination. We're domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. And it's a great who, and well, that's a Who's the Steel Stone, the Crusher. Don't ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of the speakers. You ain't seen nothing yet, as they say. Also, Frank Klein, my greatest business teacher in college. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, the greatest chiropractor ever. We lost him 3 years in August to cancer. He would walk every patient to the door and say, keep smiling. And because it's Thanksgiving, I want to just add this, as I'm sure Donnie never heard this. It had to be almost a month ago, and it would be on a Thursday like today, shopping at that big grocery store. I've friended a guy there that's in the produce. His name's Bob. He's kind of like a 60s guy, real nice guy, always friendly to people. And, you know, we talk about music and stuff. And it was a real bad week. A lot of stuff going down, man. And I was one unhappy character, let me tell you. So Bob's walking as I'm turning the corner, and he's going in the meat department. He says, "Hey, young fella, how you doing?" I said, "Good." He said, "Really, how you feeling?" I said, "Okay." You know, you don't want to lay shit on people. And he says to me just like this, which stopped me totally, "Keep smiling. There's only one man in the whole world that ever said, keep smiling, to me and everybody else." Who was that? I just said it. My chiropractor, John Ridge. If you don't think there's people out there in the world that still love you and care about you, they might not be here in a physical sense. Bob never knew John Ridge. He never went to John to get adjusted. Nothing. That was John Ridge talking through John, or through Bob. Don't let anybody kid you when they tell you there's no such thing of people don't care about you out there. Turn around and walk the other fucking way, because they don't know. It's very important, folks. Listen to your heart. Listen to others. You never know what you're going to hear or see. Pay attention to those two things. Also, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we're not going to kick your door and we'll blow your damn roof off your house. Join us for the next 30 years for the revolution. Be part of the family. This is no bull. Men, get in shape. Honor your women. Honor your girlfriends, your children. Same thing with women. Get in shape. Honor your husbands, your boyfriends, your children. Don't let these vampires put a wedge between the two of you. Be part of our family. We need you, and you need us for the next 30 years. But after me, there's going to be somebody else, and there's going to be lifetimes of motivation and muscle, believe me. It is that important. Les Brown, you all have greatness in you. We take it two steps further. We got your back, and we believe in you. How many people in today's world would tell you that? I'd like to find out. I'd love to get a poll on that. But that, I don't care. We do what we do, and we love what we do. Donnie, happy Thanksgiving, brother. As always, family, welcome. You never left, believe me, but you and I know what's going on outside, and a true winner and a true champion gets it done, stays steadfast with what they need to do and accomplish. And those around them understand that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to many, many more years with you and with everybody else. And it's always an honor to have you on, sir.
Thank you very much, Eric. And happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody out there.
You got it, man. Yep. I'm telling you right now, everybody, go out and enjoy your life. Get the friggin' sourpuss off your face. Have electricity running through your veins, man. And somebody that you haven't talked to, call them tonight. Go over and see them. It's real important, man, because don't go out of this world without making amends. And if you think that makes you small, then you really need to do a gut check on yourself. I'm telling you right now. Life is great, and I know it can be a bitch, and it can test everything in you, your metal, all the way from your head down to your toes. But what the hell's the alternative? We don't know what it's like after here. And right now, I'm going to go and grab every friggin' piece of life I can get to. There's many, many things I want, many, many things I want to do, and many, many people I want to meet and do things with. So happy Thanksgiving. As I said, the show will be up tonight or first thing tomorrow, everyone. Do a little bit more than you should. So, for Donnie G. Fardino, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. And remember, life is calling on you. It's time to do it. And I mean, do it. Thanks, everyone. We will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.